Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer. We'll be doing the Game of Thrones character tier list tonight. I'm here with Sharon, Eric, Clinton joined us, Sky, and Doug. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. Amazing.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
You want to get into the plugs then?
Yeah. First of all, I got to say, Sky, thank you for calling the right number this time. And not screwing
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Appreciate you, buddy. All right, so make sure you listen to Anthony Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. They're available on all podcast platforms. You can also listen to them every Saturday on the on the Hollywood Hangout. Join us every Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. For the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. We were not able to do the Sherry episode this past Friday. We had technical difficulties. We're not going to say whose fault that was. But hopefully we'll get that episode out sooner or later. Daniel will be revealing what the poll options are for this Friday's episode. So make sure you catch us every Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. 8 o'clock Eastern time on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. And also, of course, join us every Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, for of course the Top Tier Podcast. And also, we will be doing a Jeopardy tournament in the near future. I am still working on the questions, so the dates and times of all the matches will be revealed at a later time.
Reveal the poll options and next week's episode at the end of the episode.
Okay.
So we'll get right into it. Game of characters. Clinton and Eric, I assume you guys are just kind of just chilling this episode, kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the show. So when I
basically
don't feel left out, I'll just ask Sky and Sharon what they think. And Doug's seen a little bit, so.
I gotcha. And we got Courtney.
And Courtney. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Hello.
Hello. All right, Sky, you started off with Joffrey.
With Joffrey?
Yeah.
And what's the scale again?
Best, very good, mediocre, meh, and trash.
There's only
going to
be
14?
Yeah.
Very good. Trash and meh. So, I think Joffrey's a meh.
No, he's all right. He's like...
mediocre, then, for, you say?
Yeah, I think he's a little better than
that. He's so, mediocre. Corny says mediocre, I think meh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. I didn't hear you say
that.
I'm sorry.
Good for you. What do you think?
Joffrey?
Yeah.
He was a really good bad guy, and I could not wait to see him get killed. But him being like a... Because in order to have good protect...
Sorry. I forgot you might need to hear me. In order to have a good protagonist on any show, you need to have a good antagonist. And that little fruitcake was a good antagonist. So I'm actually going to put him at very good.
Sharon?
I totally agree with Doug. He was an excellent bad guy. Everybody hated him, and there was nothing better than to watch him go purple face or red face or whatever color it was when he was poisoned.
So what do you guys think? Mediocre, then, or meh?
Sharon,
what do you think he was? How about you, Daniel? Where do you put him?
I don't know. I mean, I'd say he is a good villain, but other villains, too, that are smarter. He was just kind of a,
you know.
Cruel.
Yeah.
He
wasn't even a good villain, I feel. He was just kind of spoiled in there.
Like, I mean... He made the story what it is because there wouldn't be a war or anything without him being a piece of shit.
Without taking Ned's head.
Yeah.
Oh,
Where'd
yeah.
I put him at very good.
And that's what you said?
Yeah.
And what'd you say, Sky? Mediocre? Or Courtney
said
me.
Courtney said, yeah, Courtney said mediocre.
I'll put him in very good. I'll go with the group. Because he is a good villain.
I mean, Ramsey was
so what's
better.
That put him in?
Ramsey was probably.
That puts, that's 3-1-1, so.
We can put him in mediocre if you want. I wouldn't put him in meh.
Right.
Well, no. This
I
is
agree.
Very good. Majority rules.
Okay.
All right. Now we'll take a look at somebody who's one of my personal favorites. He didn't make it a full season, but the King, Robert Baratheon. What do you think, Sharon?
I thought he was an idiot.
Yeah.
Plot-wise, I would put him in mediocre. I mean, as far as a king goes, he sucked.
Yeah.
He was just in it for the personal gains and personal gratifications.
Yeah.
And his wife was cheating on him with her brother.
He was cheating on her, too.
Ooh.
Everybody.
Well, I guess neither one of them believe. I guess they both believed in an open marriage.
So you say middle of the road?
I put him at middle of the road.
What do you think, Doug?
I'm going to agree with Sharon and say mediocre or middle of the road or whatever it may be. I didn't really see enough of him in that first season because I kind of came in at the tail end of the first season when he was already dead.
Right.
But, I mean, from what I heard, he's an idiot, so I'm just going to say mediocre. I'm going to agree with you guys.
I didn't say that. What do you think, Sky?
Oof, it's hard because he's got a great backstory, though. He used to be he was a good king badass back in the day. And then he kind of took the drunken trail.
Yeah. And, like, the story kind of needed him to happen, you know?
True.
He had to die and everything.
And he was for the greater good. So I'd put him in very good.
I'd agree with you, Sky. What does Courtney think? She's the tiebreaker.
She said mediocre.
We'll go fuck ourselves then.
Yep. Our opinion doesn't matter there.
All right. Next, the guy that been we got the guy who started as the king in the story. Let's go to the guy that ended as the king. Doug, you can start with Bran Stark, the Three-Eyed Raven.
Now, he's also he was at the beginning of the show, or not necessarily the beginning, but in the first season, he was paralyzed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he climbed up in a tree and saw something he shouldn't have.
Yeah, the first episode.
Oh yeah, he was a favorite right off the bat.
Yeah. The thing about him is that they picked him as a king.
Because you always felt bad for him.
Yeah. They picked him as a king at the end because, you know, he was probably the most unbiased person to be king, right?
Yeah.
Because Sansa had her motives.
Right.
You know, Daenerys ended up dead.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she was unable to take the job. I don't think Jon wanted it.
No.
So he's the most unbiased person to take it. Now, as far as him being Guy Raven and all that, I put him at very good because he was a very important part of the story.
Yeah. I mean, he was. What do you think, Sky?
I'd put him at...
Elite? Elaborate.
Or what's the top? Wow.
Best, but we knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, best elite, fuck it.
But
the
why?
Best, yeah. He because they've kind of low-key rolled the story around him. He popped his head in pretty much every season. He played a role throughout the whole thing, like I said. And I mean, how could you not want him to be put in the best category.
Does Courtney agree with you or
no?
No.
Well, who does she think?
I feel like she's good, not very good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but there is no good. It's mediocre good. Very good.
I guess very good. But
Corny says very good.
Because I feel like he knew so much stuff could happen and he didn't stop it.
Right.
Like he knew he was going to be king at the end and he didn't.
He didn't tell.
Anybody. But yeah. Like he knew a lot more.
I'm actually going to, before I pass it to Sharon, I'm going to say meh, because to me he's one of the most useless characters in Game of Thrones. I don't think he really ever did much. Him being the three-eyed raven really didn't mean a fucking thing in the end. He didn't do that much with it. I don't even know why they made him king. He said he had the best story, but I don't even think he had the best stories.
He didn't use his powers to his potential. That's
yeah.
for sure.
To me, I thought he could have been the coolest character, but kind of underdeveloped.
I feel like if they did a reboot, though, he'd be an awesome character.
Yeah. What do you think, Sharon?
I would put him in either mediocre or meh, because he didn't do much to move the story along. He could have been such a big player in the war against the Night King.
Yeah.
Why would you... Yes, he's an unbiased king, but he should be the master of whisperers, because he already knows everything. I thought it was a weird move.
Seems like we're all over the board, so I think we'll put him in mediocre. Or no, we'll put him in low, very good. Because you guys did say he was good. Next up, probably one of the best character arcs at the end. Sky, you can start it off with Theon Greyjoy.
I mean, he made the ultimate sacrifice, but he was a traitor.
Does it make up for it, though?
Yeah. It just sucked.
Yeah, so what are you putting?
The whole outlook on the character. I'm putting him at mediocre. I don't like him that much.
What does Cordy think?
It made you feel bad for him, like, so much throughout the, when he was being tortured.
That's true. So when she say mediocre, I can't hear her too well.
Yeah, mediocre.
Okay. Doug?
You kind of had to feel bad for him when he was Ramsay's bitch.
Yeah, I mean, he got his dick chopped off.
But if you go back to the beginning of the story and, like, beginning of the first season and realize how much of a bastard he was.
Yeah.
An arrogant piece of shit. Like, because... When the few episodes I started watching from is when, you know, he started becoming Ramsay's dog or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when I actually went back and saw a little bit of the first season and saw how much of a piece of shit he was, it's like, why the fuck are we feeling sorry for this asshole?
Yeah.
Like, he had it coming. If I met him and he like that, I'd chop his dick off. So I'm actually going to say meh.
I totally disagree. I thought he was one of the best characters. He was a ward of the Starks. His father gave him up in a battle.
Yeah.
Kind of like a trophy. Here's my son. You get to do with him what you want. So he served the Starks. You can understand he was always looking for his father's approval, which made him betray the Starks.
Yeah.
Because he was just trying to get his dad to say, hey, you know, you did a good job. You can be one of us again.
Yeah.
And then everything he went through with Ramsay, and then he stuck by Sansa's side, rescued her, and just the way he sacrificed himself at the end for Bran, I think he was a great character arc.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen him defeat the Night King.
That would have been cool. What did you say? Very good?
I put him at best.
I'd actually say Theon's very good, because I agree. I mean, he's probably one of the better parts about the last season, especially since there were some shitty parts, too. So, and he, you know, there was times where he was a dick, but that's what makes it a good character, because, you know, you start to like him as it goes on.
Well, you
feel
liked
so
him,
bad.
You hated him.
Yeah.
He brought it all together.
Yeah. I'd actually say very good. And I think that's what's going to lean towards since we're all over the board. All right, Sky, we'll let you start. Do you remember Renly Baratheon?
Who?
Robert's brother.
Robert's brother. No, run me by him.
Renly,
he was Margaery's first husband.
Yeah, he was with Margaery first. He was one of the five kings. War of the Five Kings?
Yeah, he was with her up
Margaery's
in the tower and all that witchcraft. He had sex with the red-haired girl.
No, that's Stannis. Renly's homosexual fella.
The gay one?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who he is now. Yep.
So what do you think?
The one with the beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one that got killed by, like, a shadow or whatever.
Yeah, he got killed by the red-haired girl.
Yeah. What do you and Courtney think?
Wasn't he a good guy or no?
Yeah, he was for the greater good. I mean, he had a good story. It sucks he had to go the way he went.
And he wasn't in the story for that long, right?
No, they didn't really show him that much.
I don't remember much of him.
They just, yeah.
I would say for the time he was in there, though, he was a good character.
I'd say very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. I mean, I'd say that might even be a little high. I mean, I do like him. A Baratheon's or one of my favorite houses. But he really wasn't that important to the story.
No, as far as he was a great character, but as far as the story goes, I think he was a mediocre character.
Yeah.
I think he would have been a great king, to be honest. He would have been better than any of them.
Yeah.
So
where does that put him for you? Because that's a hard one.
It is a hard one, but as far as moving this, I mean, he had to die, otherwise Margaery wouldn't end up where she was.
Yeah.
But I would just put him at mediocre.
Mediocre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to agree with me.
I'd actually agree, because I do agree with you where I think he'd be the best king and everything.
Right.
And I think
he
had and it was to Sky's point, even though Sky put him in very good, he also said we didn't really get to see that much of him either.
Exactly.
You know, he died, what, season 2, episode, like, 3?
Yeah.
So, he died pretty early
on.
Yeah, early. Even though he did kind of have some scenes with Ned in the first season that was good and stuff. I'd probably.
Well, wasn't he aligned with the Starks, though?
He was starting to. They were about to when he got killed. He was talking to Catelyn, the mom.
Right.
I'd actually say very good with Sky. So that's where 3-1, that's where we're going to put him. But I definitely agree with your points, still. Doug, we'll start with you on this one. What do you think about Jon Snow? Who this story is probably about?
I think the story revolved around him, obviously. And I actually think he was one of the better characters. I thought he was a good protagonist. I mean, I know a lot of people lost their shit when he got fucking killed. Because then everybody was just
but
like,
he came back.
Well, yeah, he came back. It's like one of those things to where, like, the writers, like, they kill him off, and then a bunch of fucking angry nerds on Twitter fucking threaten to kill these poor bastards. So it's like, all right, fine, we're going to fucking bring him back. We'll bring him back. Don't worry. So I would put him up in the best because good protagonist. He was a badass.
Yeah.
And Devin is playing handsome, too.
Jesus.
We know that's what Sharon's going to go for.
Sky Courtney, what do we think of Jon Snow?
He is my favorite right off the bat.
Yeah, love him.
You guys love him?
Yeah, he was one of the better protagonists. He was probably the main protagonist, honestly.
Right. No, I 100% agree.
I'd say
Oh,
no, the best. No, he's the best.
No, Courtney said
saying
best.
The best.
She changed it.
Yeah.
Yep. Two best.
What do you think, Sharon?
I would put him at the best.
Yeah.
Because he was a great protagonist. He was one of the only characters that actually stood by his moral compass.
Yeah.
And did what was right, even when it wasn't beneficial to himself.
Yes.
Where everybody else would have, like Tyrion did the line, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to lie once in a while.
Yeah.
Basically. But that wasn't who Jon Snow was. He stood by what he believed in and kept that moral compass. So I put him at the best.
I mean, I'd say he's the best too. I mean, he's definitely been stupid at some points and made mistakes. But I think, and I think they kind of fumbled with him at the end, because at the end of the day, I thought he was going to sell the throne. Like everyone did. And I guess it's probably good that he didn't, but he, I don't know.
I think he would have been a great king too, but that's not what he wanted. He wanted to be.
And he made that abundantly clear.
Yeah.
He's more of a ruler.
He wanted to be free.
More of a fighter, I mean, than a ruler.
Yeah, he didn't want all that shit.
Yep, he wanted to be free.
So, Jon Snow's going in trash.
What?
What?
I'm just kidding. We'll put Jon Snow at the best. He's our first one in the best so far. Let's talk about an early favorite, Khal Drogo. What do you think, Sky?
Mediocre. Just because he died early.
Is Courtney
the other one they killed off in, like, the second season?
Yeah.
Khal Drogo, the... Daenerys' wife.
He was badass, though.
He was a badass.
Mediocre, okay. What do you think, Doug?
Well,
I just wish they had their kid. Their kid
would have
been a
because
badass.
He got an infected scar or whatever, right?
Yeah.
From a battle, and a witch basically
fucked
them over or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he died. He was a badass, and he died being a badass. I mean, it's not an infection's really not a badass thing to die from.
He got the infection in a fight.
He got the infection in a fight. He got the infection being a badass. It's just a witch turned out to be a bitch. So, I mean, I don't know if you can because he wasn't around long. I could see him why people would say he's mediocre because he really didn't last long. But
he didn't.
I mean, he was a definite badass. I'd put him at very good.
Okay, I'm going to take a different take.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to say that Khal Drogo is trash. Because...
Trash, hell yeah.
He gets all that, especially girls online, they say he's so handsome and everything. In this show, he kills people. He's a rapist. They don't fuck around Dothraki. They're not good people. Especially him. He's got no moral compass. He can't even really talk to Daenerys. I mean, she does speak his native tongue, but they only started to fall in love like an episode before he died. So there wasn't really
that
big.
He's a thug rat if I've ever heard of one.
What's up?
He's a thug rat if I've ever heard of one.
He is a thug rat. And, you know, he is a badass and everything, but there's not really much to his character besides
that. Yeah, I was going to put him in meh, but I would go with trash. I'd agree with you on that because...
I see your point.
He helped make Daenerys who she turned out being, in a way.
Yeah.
But he treated her like trash.
Yeah, he did.
To be honest with you. And the Dothraki,
he took her.
Yeah.
So I would agree. He didn't really didn't really move the, he himself didn't move the story along as much as the Dothraki as a whole.
Yeah.
Moved the story along. So I would put him in trash too.
Yeah. I'd say we'll have to put him in mediocre though, because we're all over the board.
Maybe meh.
Yeah, meh.
Meh, yeah. I'll leave him with my vote.
One of the members of the Justice League in a bottom tier.
It's better. We're going to get fucking. I'm going to get cyberbullied all over again.
And someone that's probably going to be joining them, Sharon, I'll let you go on this guy. Samwell Tarly's dad, Randall Tarly.
Oh, he sucked. I would put him in trash. I didn't like him.
Oh, baby killer?
Put him in trash just because he was stupid.
Yeah.
To begin with, I just, the way he treated, first of all, treated women, he had no use for his wife and daughter.
Yeah.
And just his view of the wildlings, and he was dumb not to kneel.
So he's trash.
I think he's trash.
I think he's trash too. Sky and Courtney, what do you think?
Trash.
Courtney thinks he's trash.
He's a baby killer, Daniel.
I think Sky just said that was fucked up, but I couldn't really hear him.
Yeah, Sky's talking shit, though. He's trash. Doug?
Trash.
Well, one, I mean, he wasn't really that good to... He wasn't really that good to his son.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, I'm gonna agree, trash. I mean, first of all, and also, too, like Sharon just said, I mean, he could have avoided death. But, you know, he was stupid not to kneel, so therefore he ended up barbecue.
Well, and he's the reason that Sam's in the Watch, because on his 18th birthday, he told Sam that you either go join the Night's Watch or we're going to go out for a hunt for you and not tell your mother.
Right.
He threatened to kill him if he didn't leave.
Right. And I mean, it's a good thing because Sam ended up where he needed to be and he was a great help.
Yeah.
But to not value somebody that was intelligent and wanted to learn things by reading.
Yeah.
I don't have a use for you as a person.
Yeah. He could have helped the house, too, with his knowledge and shit.
Yep.
And he named his other son Dickon, so he's really not that good of a dad.
Putting him in trash?
Yeah.
That's an ugly son of a bitch, too.
Yeah, he's a trash character. Doug, we're going to let you start on Ned Stark.
I thought the show was supposed to be built around him and, like, the whole... The family.
I think everyone thought that, yeah.
After season one, I was wrong.
Yeah.
But the thing with him is he was a good character and, you know, he was, you know, a good dad. I mean, he, you know, taught the kids how to be tough and all that. Well, except for Sansa. And somebody taught her to be a fucking bitch. I'm going to say because he really wasn't around long enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mediocre.
Okay. That's a weird opinion, but Sharon, what do you think?
Well, he didn't last long, of course.
Well, you are right on that.
But... I think I would put him in either best or very good, because if it wasn't for him, number one, we wouldn't have a story.
Yeah.
I agree.
Jon Snow learned a lot from him. That's where Jon got his moral compass.
Yeah.
And that's also what got Ned killed, was by standing by his beliefs and wanting to be true to the king and tell him, like, hey, these kids are not your, you know, these kids aren't your kids.
Yeah.
And that's what got him killed. And so I would put him in, and he was a good dad. He really was.
Yeah, he cared about
him. He really cared about his kids. And he did what he could to protect them. And the fact that he helped Arya become a swordsman.
Yeah.
It wasn't ladylike. She should have been in the knitting room, but he went and got her swords master swordsman to teach her how to do that, because he knew that's what she really wanted. He knew she was not going to be one of these ladies sitting around for waiting for a guy to come get her.
Yeah.
So, I would put him at best.
I would actually agree. He definitely is, I mean, one of the best. And he kind of, like, started within the show, which this is a show where, you know, our favorite characters die sometimes. And it kind of started with him, right?
Yep.
That's when it's like, oh, my God, anything can happen.
Anybody can go at any time.
Because you think he's the main character. And you're used to, like, characters, the hero can do anything and still win, right? This proved that, you know, the hero can make a mistake and pay for it.
It's almost like in, I try not to, like, it's almost like in a horror movie. Like, you find a character you really like and all that, and you hope that they make it to the very end, but they don't. Anybody can die at any time, and that's what, with this show and even with The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Anybody goes at any time.
Yeah. Sky and Courtney, what do you guys think?
I say very good, because he was my favorite character until he died. And without him, I agree that there wouldn't be a story. Like, if he didn't die, nothing really would have, like, there wouldn't have been the war or, like, everybody fighting, you know?
Right.
I say very good.
And Arya wouldn't have anything to fight for.
I say very good as well. I wouldn't put him in the best category because he died early.
One season.
Okay. All right, it's 2-2, and then I said, could I just change my vote to one of them?
If you want. So did you just say very good?
Yeah, why not?
I put the best, but, I mean, we can just recognize him on that borderline. We'll put him at the top of very good. He's, like, right there. Let's talk about his son, the young wolf, original king of the North, one of the greatest characters in Game of Thrones history. My favorite, Robb Stark. Sky, start us off.
He got fucked over.
He got royally fucked.
Yeah.
I hate that. It was like, I don't know, changed the whole story of Game of Thrones. You have a feeling he might be the main character.
And yeah, he was the main character.
Yeah.
He was pretty good for king.
Yeah, he was going to be a good king, probably.
Yeah, but he thought with that little head instead of the big head. Went for love. And lust. That's what got him killed.
Well, I think, and I think that's, like, the point of it, where, like, Ned died because of his honor,
right?
And then Robb died because of love and his heart and shit.
And also, too, didn't he wanted to fight or whatever, but his mother was just like, no, you know, you got to do things the honorable way or some shit like that.
Pretty much,
Wasn't she, like, kind of dictating what he was saying?
Not too much.
Him,
and
his wife.
No.
Well, she set up the marriage that he betrayed, but they had to get across the bridge. He agreed to it.
I think he would have been a good king had he made it through.
Yeah.
But he was also, he was young and stupid.
Yeah.
And in love.
He was probably even though you really didn't see him fight that much, he was probably the best warrior or one of them.
Very strategic.
Yeah, the best leader in battle, maybe.
Yeah.
He was undefeated. He's never lost a battle still. Because that's technically not a battle. He got ambushed.
He got blindsided.
Yeah. So he never lost a battle as a commander.
He got blindsided because when they offed him, they offed the wife first, right?
Well, yeah, he didn't die. I mean, they stabbed him first, but he didn't die till after. After she died before he died.
So, like, when you can't see it coming, it really doesn't count as, like, all right, you lost the battle. I mean, you damn sure lost the fucking war because you're dead.
Yeah. All right, so where would everybody put him?
Very good.
Yeah.
You guys said very good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug?
I'm going to agree just because he was very good. He would have made a good king. Unfortunately, again, it's almost like a common theme among a lot of these characters. This is a stupid decision.
Yeah.
And one stupid decision should not, should not influence what kind of a character we get. I'm just going to say very good, except for the one decision.
Yeah, I mean, and he was also another one like Jon Snow that had stated that he didn't want to be king. Like,
right.
He just wanted to be free and fuck the Lannisters
right,
up.
Right, he wanted to avenge his father's death.
Yeah, but he didn't care about being king or anything.
Right.
But again, that kind of goes to my point, though, is that his mother wanted him to be king, right?
No.
Or not necessarily that, but his mother really didn't want him to fight. He wanted to fight, but she didn't want to. Because she really didn't believe in fighting, because that's...
Well, she didn't want him to fight because she thought he was too young.
Her thing was that she wanted to make sure she got the girls back. Because Sansa was in their hostage still. See, she didn't want him to move too aggressively.
And at the time, they didn't know Arya wasn't there.
Yeah, they thought Arya was there too. So she did encourage him to fight, and she even said, we're going to kill them all and everything. They did have a couple conflicts, but that was about her freeing Jaime Lannister and stuff.
Right.
So are you saying very good too, Sharon?
I'll permit very good, yeah.
Okay. And I won't complain.
A lot of characters are very good.
Yeah, I guess we don't have I got to get to some shitty ones, I guess. If I miss a couple, I'm going to get... Sansa Stark.
Oh, God.
You want to start, Sharon?
I did not like her at all.
Like, at all? Even, like, when she progressed?
Well, towards the end, I started to like her. I thought it was stupid at the end where they let her be her own, like, Queen of the North type thing.
Yeah.
I thought she was a meh character. Yes, she went through a lot, like with Ramsay and stuff, but she did save the day at the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, she did.
But character-wise, and it wasn't really until the end that she started adding stuff to the show. So I would put her at meh.
Hey, Sky Courtney.
I think she's very best, or not very good.
She's really good?
I say very good. Very good. Yeah.
Gotcha.
This guy having a pick?
Yeah, he agreed.
Oh.
Doggy?
I hated her.
She was a whiny little bitch.
She was whiny. She was fucking useless. Yes, she went through a lot.
But she asked for it. I'm sorry, Doug. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
but she asked for it. All she wanted to do was be with Joffrey. My Joffrey.
Yeah, and he ended up beheading her father and fucking, doing... Anyway. He treated her... I mean, you almost say, all right, that she may have had it coming.
Yeah.
All right. Which I would actually... say that to a point because she's fucking useless.
Yeah.
So Sharon says, man, I know the other two say that. I'm actually just going to say trash.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's actually, I'm going to say mediocre because she is mediocre. Or I'll say man, Sharon, so that'll actually put her down to mediocre. But, because she is, I mean, she helped the story a lot because, like, Jon was fighting for her.
Right.
And the Battle of Bastards and stuff. And, like, a lot did evolve around her. And I just don't know if I like her going through all this shit and then, that's why she emerges as badass. I think it worked a little more for Theon than it does
her.
I
mean, she did, like, she kind of turned the tables on that other piece of shit, Baelish.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, like, when he was trying to turn Sansa and Arya against each other,
yeah,
which,
all Arya has to fucking do is just slice Sansa.
When it came for Sansa to step up, Sansa always stepped up.
Say that again, Sansa.
When it came for Sansa to step up, Sansa always stepped up.
Yeah, in a way, towards the end, yeah.
Towards the end, but at the beginning, no.
No, because she was kind of useless. She was like that 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was useless till what, season, what, 6 or 7? When did Ramsay died in season 6.
That was a beautiful moment, though, when she
had the dogs
kill Ramsay.
It was kind of cool watching her become like her mom, though. Like,
true,
this fierce lady later.
I didn't
on.
Like her mom either.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
kind of
mediocre.
Yeah, so she'll be mediocre. Right now, my Game of Thrones spirit animal, Samwell Tarly. Sky and Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah, he's a good spirit.
He is a good spirit.
Yeah, I like that.
Very good.
Very good.
He's loyal.
Yeah.
He's loyal. He's intelligent. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have known about the dragon glass. And, yeah.
Very smart, you know?
I mean, one of my favorite moments, though, in the show is when Bronn or, the three-eyed raven.
Bran.
Yeah. Thank you. Bronn, Bran. I know the two different characters. Bran was just like, yeah, I'm a three-eyed raven. Samwell looks at him and goes, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
It's just like, because he's honest.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I like about him. So, yeah, I would definitely say very good.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say the best, but I'm definitely for very good because, you know, this is a land of, like, the best sword fighters and warriors, but he's arguably the smartest person in the whole show. Especially because all the other smart guys, you know, Viserys, Baelish, they all died.
Well, he didn't use intelligence for
bad shit.
He did it to help people.
You can't really say that he would take a bullet for somebody because it's, you know, obviously bullets weren't invented yet. But he would step in front of some. He would step in front of John and take a, take a sword.
He'd take an arrow for John, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he would die for John.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say with, but I couldn't find the right words.
Yeah, I think that's pretty unanimous.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have to do a part two at some time. Because we're almost...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost done here. But we will do a little bit of a speed round.
Knock doing out. Speed again?
Yeah.
All
right. We're going to knock out... But we're going to put four characters together because I put them all on the same wavelength. The Sand Snakes from Dorne, the three chicks and their mom. Sky, you, Cordy, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? The four chicks from Dorne.
Yeah, like didn't they have a brother or something? Wasn't their brother the one that got killed by the mountain?
Yeah, it was their dad.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, their dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that fucking... They tortured the dude that ended up getting a
dance
at the end.
Yeah. They got...
Yeah, they're all locked up together.
Yeah.
They all got killed because they killed Cersei's daughter, right?
Yeah, they killed Cersei's daughter. So,
yeah, and they got kissed by that girl.
I'd say they're mediocre characters.
I'd say mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre.
I was going to put them in trash.
I'd say trash.
Because they added nothing to the story.
No, they didn't do anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, for sure.
They were just mean bitches.
Yeah. I mean, they were.
They had potential to be great characters.
Yeah.
But they were not used well in the show at all.
No. And they were like three fierce. But they were kind of just like seen as greedy, you know.
Yeah.
They really didn't do anything. Ramsay Bolton.
Oh.
I put him at the best because he was just a terrible, terrible person.
Yeah.
Well, remember what I said. In order for there to be a good protagonist, you need to have a good antagonist. And he was a good antagonist.
I think he was the best antagonist.
I mean, he was a great antagonist.
The Night King, too, but.
Right.
I hated him probably the most.
Yeah, I hated him, but guess what? They needed him there because they needed just this piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he made Cersei look somewhat decent for a time.
Yeah.
So I put him at the best. I mean, trust me, I wanted him to die every episode, but I would put him in the best. Just because it keeps people hooked. It's like, all right, what is this motherfucker going to do?
Okay. Sky Cordy?
I put him at mediocre. But you can't take away how good the bad is.
Yeah, I'd probably agree, Courtney, with these two. But
where would you put him? Ramsay Bolton. She'd say very good. Yeah, she liked his character. But he was, like, a shitty person in the show.
Oh, yeah, he's a scumbag.
Yeah, but
he was good at it.
Yeah.
He was needed to move that story along, though.
Yeah. And even though his dad was betrayed him, it kind of felt like that they avenged the Red Wedding when Jon beat him, too.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do a part
two. That season was definitely all about him, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Season 6 was his season.
Yeah.
I would agree with
that. Then Lowe's then.
Yeah. We literally cut a man's dick off.
Lowe's dick off, threw a baby to the dogs.
His brother-in-law.
Well,
his stepbrother.
His stepbrother.
He threw a baby to the dog. What a piece of shit.
But to the dogs.
That character was needed.
Yeah, he's going to the best. So, last one, we'll do a part two in a couple weeks. My favorite character in Game of Thrones, Jaime Lannister. Sky, I'll let you start.
Jaime Lannister. I'd say very good. He was crucial to keep the story going.
Well, I mean,
he's one of them guys.
Yeah.
I mean, other than him fucking his sister.
Yeah. I mean, him fucking Cersei and that all being a secret and him pushing Bran out the window are the two reasons why there's a Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah.
I put him at the best. I thought his character... I mean, season 8 fucked his character arc up.
Yeah.
But he was going in his redemption arc. I really hated him at the beginning, and then he became my favorite. Season 8 sucked, and that's one of the reasons it sucked, because they didn't really do him justice.
There was only 7 seasons.
That's what we should tier next time, Daniel, seasons, Game of Thrones seasons.
That'd be pretty quick. There's 8 of them.
But we'd be able to have a discussion on them.
You're right. We will do that. Where are you putting Jamie?
Very good.
What does Cordy think?
She's going to put him at very good as well.
Fair?
She's caught. Yeah.
Best, Doug?
I think he was probably the best. No. As far as, like, the Lannister family, I put Tyrion up there.
Yeah.
And then I would put Jaime. Because Jaime, even though he was he did what he did to Bronn. Fucking his sister.
Yeah.
But still, it seemed like he had the most level head on his shoulders out of all of them.
Yeah.
And
he just had his demons.
Yeah, and he cared about his family. So I actually say the best.
Okay. So he's going to go up with the best. And people that are pissed at us that we haven't done Tyrion or Arya or anything, there will be a part two, we'll say in 2 weeks. That is our list for right now. We got Jon Snow at the best, Ramsay and Jaime Lannister, very good. We have Joffrey, Ned Stark, Bran, Theon, Renly, Rob, and Sam. Then we have Atheon and Sansa at mediocre, Khal Drogo at meh, and Randall Tarly at trash, and all the sand stakes and their mom. I'm going to
announce the stuff for next week. But first, Sky, thanks for being on the show. Sky and Courtney.
Yep, of course.
We're going to send you guys on our way. Next week for this show, Sky, I think you'll be interested because we're going to be doing NFL quarterbacks throughout history.
Oh yeah, I'll be.
Thank you guys.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you next week. Peace out, man. All right, now that we got that business out of the way, that was our Game of Thrones tier list. We'll talk about a little something for the wrestling show, and that's our four poll options for this week.
Hold on, let me get the notebook. I got to write them down.
Okay.
I can get up.
Sure, thanks a lot for being on that episode.
Oh, thanks for letting me.
Appreciate it. I know you really had to make a far drive out here to our studio.
Yep.
To our studio.
All right. My four poll options are, you ready, Doug?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm going to go with no.
Starrcade 2000 retrospective.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, boy.
A TNA Bound for Glory 2008 retrospective.
You realize that these two are going to have to sign up for the 30-day free trial at Impact, right?
I'll let him use my password.
Are you talking about TNA?
Yeah. Three will be a Dean Malenko career retrospective.
Ooh. I like that.
Okay.
Then, to stir up a little controversy, we would each be giving our top 10 worst wrestlers of all time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Wow. That's a wow. Worst wrestlers of all time?
Yeah, the worst.
All right. And we'll convene.
Are you working on signing, Chris?
Make sure who's all going to be able to be on the show.
Absolutely. I know you guys weren't really talking, but thanks for joining. We'll see you guys next week.
Amazing.
All right.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
Later.
Bye, Clint. Are you coming on the show next week, Clint? On Friday?
He already left, Eric. I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye, Doug.
Yeah.